Hey guys, and welcome back to Culture Boys, a show where two guys just want to have a chat. I'm Nathan, and as always, I'm joined by Pepe. And this week, we are doing more live action things.
Yeah!
Not us.
The Cultured Boys, live action. Yeah,
not just... the boys, but we're watching more live actions.
Yeah. Ooh. It's been, how long has it been since we watched a live action? What was the last thing we did? It was...
One Piece, I think.
One Piece, yeah. So we are sticking with... the whole Netflix live action kind of vibe.
Yes.
And today we're looking at Yu Yu Hakusho.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's, so it's a 5-episode Netflix series.
Yes.
Very short considering One Piece had like 8 episodes and you've seen other live actions in the past with like, I don't know, some could go up to about 25, some of them, but like this.
It's like short, but not because each episode is almost an hour long, roughly.
But bear in mind, One Piece was an hour as well per episode, so I think it's quite short for the series itself. Like five episodes for a series is we're here talking about Yu Yu Hakusho. Nathan's never actually seen the series at all, right?
Okay, so my experiences with Yu Yu Hakusho was I read part of chapter one,
okay,
like a decade ago.
Yeah,
and playing the Jump games.
Well, so basically you have no context of the story at all, apart from what happens in part of the first chapter. And even then, that doesn't give you any context for the rest of the series, like given the wider scale of things.
You know, all I had context for in the first chapter was I read like 5 pages. So I know Yusuke, and I know he's dead. And I know it gets hit by a truck, doesn't it?
I mean, okay, I'm just going to say this out of the bat as well. Spoiler alert for Yu Yu Hakusho things. We always give a little spoiler alert on these. We will be discussing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, up to episode 5. And there might actually be things which I mention which go on in the actual series. But it's been a while since I've even watched that. Probably about 10 years now since I watched Yu Yu Hakusho. So,
wow.
It's been a long, long while for it. But yes, Nathan, what are your initial thoughts on Yu Yu Hakusho, the live action?
It's all right.
Okay.
Like, from what I saw,
yeah,
I think the series is cool. Like, Yu Yu Hakusho in general.
Yeah.
Of the live action, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. I think it does give off a very... I tell you what, like, before we get into actually like a little rundown of what Yu Yu Hakusho is, for anyone that doesn't know, I'll give my one-liner of my thoughts on this as well. I think the action's really good in this.
Yeah.
But... a lot of it condensed down to 5 episodes is an interesting thing to do. But Nathan, do you want to give a rundown of what Yu Yu Hakusho actually is before we...
Okay, I shall do the breakdown.
Yeah.
So Yu Yu Hakusho, created by Yoshihiro Togashi. Yes, that Togashi. Hunter Togashi.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was very surprised to learn when I was doing the research.
Did you not know that?
I did not know didn't know that. Again, I only read like 5 pages of the first chapter like 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
And back then I was just getting into manga, so I didn't even know who Togashi was or Hunter x Hunter.
Wow. Okay, fair.
Anyway, tangent aside, the original manga was published December 3rd, 1990, and this live action aired December 14th. 2023, produced by a production company called Robot Communications. It's a cool name. I kind of like it.
The robots are coming.
But Yu Yu Hakusho, the story revolves around Yusuke Urameshi, a delinquent junior high school student who spends his days getting into fights. He dies after saving a child in a car accident and gets resurrected to serve as an investigator of the supernatural. I got that from Wikipedia.
I mean, yeah, it's spot on.
I actually noted down my source this time.
Hey, he's learning.
I learned.
But, this is one thing about Yu Yu Hakusho as well, Nathan. I'm quite surprised you never actually got into it, considering, one, it feels like a very classic shonen anime.
Yeah.
Two, it's supernatural stuff.
Yep.
And three, it is also a lot of fighting in it, so it's your typical shonen series.
Yep.
I'm really surprised you never got into this. This is your series.
Yeah.
Literally a breakdown of it. This is your kind of thing.
It literally ticks every box. I think it's because back then, at least the early Yu Yu Hakusho manga, the art style is way different than like what you can see in like Hunter x Hunter, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like to me, I was like, when I was trying to read the manga way back when, I was like, I just can't get behind this art style.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of dropped it. But that was also way back when I was like getting into reading manga. So back then I didn't know what I liked just quite yet.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, modern me, who knows what I like, read plenty of manga, I'm like, yeah, of course, supernatural, fighting, ticks all the boxes, right? Shonen as shonen can be. But back then, I didn't know these things.
I think I'm going to be honest with you as well. What I'm going to say might be quite controversial, but when it comes down to Togashi's series, like Hunter x Hunter and Yu Yu Hakusho, I am more inclined to watch the anime versions than read the manga of them.
Interesting.
Just because I think Togashi's a really good storyteller. However, I don't think that his art is one of my favorite things in general. I've tried to look at the Hunter x Hunter manga, and the thing is with it is, like, with Hunter x Hunter, it, like, there's a lot of detail about the powers that go on in that series, and that sometimes reading it in manga form is just a lot to take in.
Okay.
And that's why I think the anime works really well for that kind of thing. So when it comes down to Hunter x Hunter, I'd always recommend anyone to watch the 2011 series rather than read the manga or the older series. Yu Yu Hakusho, I think, like, I got into it with the anime that aired back then. So, like, the one that came out in the 90s, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, there's something about the Yu Yu Hakusho anime which has, like, a real, like, classic charm to it as well. You know, like, Dragon Ball, when it had the, like, old school, like, kind of, I know that 90s vibe, like.
Yeah. When I told some other people this is what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, oh, have you ever experienced Yu Yu Hakusho? I was like, nope, just watching the live action. They were like, you should probably go watch the anime. And I was like, probably should, but I won't. I've got to watch the live action for this episode. So I was like, I got to watch it.
Yeah.
But I will say, again,
mm-hmm.
it's got me interested, right?
Yeah.
My thoughts aside, we'll get to what we truly think about the live action. At the very least, it got me interested in Yu Yu Hakusho, and now I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe I will go watch the anime or try and read it or something. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm interested. I kind of want to know now.
Yeah.
I'm in. Like, I get it.
Nathan, I gotta repeat what I said earlier. It is right up your street. It's everything that it is completely a Yu series. Like,
oh, dude, for sure. And it's like, it's even funnier because it's like, they're delinquents as well.
Yeah, essentially.
They're little Yankees. So I'm kind of like, I kind of find that funny. Like the whole like delinquent Japanese dialect. Yeah. I also love. I find it funny. Like when they roll their R's and they're like, ore! Ura! And I'm just like, oh, I love that shit, man. I love that shit.
It's one of those ones where like they really care about their hair as well. It's like the pompadour style kind of thing. Like,
I think it's because I played the Yakuza games that I'm like, I kind of love the way that sounds. Yeah. And this is exactly how they talk, because they're just basically like future Yakuza at the rate they're going.
Like, out of like the main cast of characters as well, which one was your favorite that like you really got into with this site? Because this is one thing as well, because like the difference between this live action and the anime, I feel there is actually a weird like kind of difference between how the characters come across as well. I'll get into it in a second after you tell me your answer. But
I think Yusuke, but that's because like
MC,
he's in almost every scene.
Yeah,
and he's the MC. But like, I feel like this leads into what is sort of the problem
mm-hmm.
with the live action is Yusuke is the character I saw the most.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I cared, right?
Yeah.
Every other character, they had screen time, but they didn't develop as much because they didn't have as much screen time.
Yeah.
So I can't really say any other character because I'm like, whilst I might remember some of the names, I'm like, I didn't see them enough to care.
Yeah. It's honestly probably my biggest gripe about the series is that in the actual anime, you get a lot of those characters are fleshed out a lot more as well. And characters like Hiei, for example, like you get a lot more context about Hiei in the actual series. And in here, freaking hell, they've like nerfed like his screen time or something. Like everything about Hiei, like Hiei is supposed to be like people's favorite from Yu Yu Hakusho as well.
I mean, like, I remember from the J-Stars game, I remember like in Hiei as well and being like, oh, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, everyone loves Hiei because he's like, one, he's cool. He's one of those like kind of edgy characters, which is like, I don't care about you guys. I'm a lone wolf kind of character.
Like, edgelord.
Yeah, basically the edgelord. He literally he has the sword as well. That's the one thing. He has the sword. He has the, what is it, the black dragon thing as well. Like everything about Hiei is cool.
Yeah.
But none of that comes across in this live action.
No.
He doesn't feel like part of the main cast at all. He feels like this guy that's just tagging along, like, to save his sister, which felt...
I feel like most of them are like that, though. Like, that, yeah. They just sort of tag along, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're Yusuke's friend, yeah?
calling them friends as well is the loosest of freaking terms.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially with Kurama and Hiei, because Yusuke's met them, like, twice at this point.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Not ever experiencing Yu Yu Hakusho. Every time I heard Kurama, I would get so confused, because brain instantly is like, Naruto.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is the Nine-Tailed Fox, Kurama, you know, Kurama, like, it's like, no, it's some other dude, but he's also, you know, wearing a lot of red, sort of, like, similar color scheme. I'm like, what are you doing to my brain?
And is also a fox as well, basically.
Yeah, I'm just like, what? Why? Yeah. My brain.
I mean, even like the thing is with Kurama is that I feel like at least he got a little bit more development-y backstory kind of thing in this series.
Yeah, you got his motivation as soon as he actually got some speaking lines and stuff. Like, you got to know him, but everyone else, I was just sort of like,
Kuwabara, I think, actually got a lot more compared to the original series as well. Kuwabara is actually, in fairness, out in this live action, probably my favorite character.
I could see that. Kuwabara is not bad.
Yeah, I think he's one of those characters that, in terms of power, out of the four, he's easily the weakest. But he's one of those, but like, there's a lot more charm to him in this series. I don't know what it is, but like in the original one, I was like, okay, he's clearly like he's like the Joey of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I didn't think of like how he fits in with the rest of the characters, but now you've said that, everything sort of clicks. I'm like, oh my god, yeah,
the guy that's like completely new to the whole combat-y kind of thing. Like Yusuke's obviously had he's had the supernatural kind of stuff going on, like he has the spirit gun, everything about it's like, okay, cool, main character basically. But then Kuwabara is literally the Joey. He just he's underdog, like no one really expects much from him. He's like, who the hell is this guy, why is he tagging along, he's like out of nowhere. But I think that like there's a bit of charm to him in this. I think in the live action they do it really well. I think it makes you kind of, I don't know, maybe feel a bit more with the character, I feel. I don't know. Like, I don't know how you felt about him.
I mean, like, Kuwabara is just a character I've heard of and seen before.
Yeah.
But I knew nothing of him. And in the live action, I was like, okay, he's Yusuke's, like, rival.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote. Yeah. You know, like, he's even though he's more applicable as Joey.
Yeah.
Wheeler. Yeah. He's like, if you're talking shonen, then he's like, he's the Vegeta to Yusuke's Goku, you know, like,
yeah,
in a sense. But like he was an all right character. I felt like because I've seen what Kuwabara looks like in the actual manga and stuff, I'm like, the actor was good, but like I was like, he's a bit scrawny.
He's,
do you know what I mean, like, because Kuwabara in like drawn form is like bigger than Yusuke, looks like.
So yeah,
and like the in the live action, these two guys are like almost the same build.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like the same height. They're
almost
the same kind of body shape. Oh, yeah,
yeah. It's one of those ones. I think like it's hard. It's all comes down to casting at the end of the day. And if that person's got like the best, so yeah.
It's a nitpick, and it's definitely like not a important thing. But I'm just saying, like, you know, as someone who doesn't know shit about it, I'm like, oh, I've seen the character, but I'm like, you know, when I saw him on screen for the first time, I didn't immediately go, oh, that's Kuwabara.
Yeah.
At least with Yusuke, I was like, okay, well, that's Yusuke. Yeah. And at least with Hiei, I was like, okay, that's Hiei, right? Those two characters I know from the J-Star game.
Yeah.
But like Kuwabara, I was like, who the fuck's that guy? I mean, like, he, like when he first appears on screen, you know, and he's like, Urameshi!
I mean,
and I'm just like, yeah, who the fuck is this random, like, the hooligan, who's this random delinquent coming out, like, oh. I didn't know who it was until, you know, Yusuke turns around and he's like, what? All you want, Kuwabara? Kicked your ass yesterday. Like,
I don't know, as someone that's watched the series, I think only because I know the series. Maybe it's like I put two and two together a bit quicker. It's the hairstyle, the whole... Like, the pompadour isn't as prevalent in this series. It feels like he's just styled it a bit more and doesn't feel like it's there. But I'm not going to nitpick on that kind of thing. The guy did a pretty decent job, I feel. I think the actor was quite decent, yeah.
I will say, the acting... This is not a slight at Japanese acting at all.
Mm.
But the acting in general was actually pretty good. It wasn't that over the top, yeah. Which is like our biggest complaint normally about Japanese like shows is that mm-hmm. they tend to overreact to really try and like sell that they're doing a thing, but like it actually wasn't anywhere near that.
I completely agree with you. I think like this is a series which actually feels very scaled back in terms of like the overreaction kind of thing, and
oh yeah
it felt very natural, and I think there probably is some sort of like learning from that a little bit, and like, I think there's this and I think Rurouni Kenshin's live action as well. I kind of want to liken it to that in some sense where it doesn't feel like everyone's like you know what I mean, like kind of like really like going straight into that kind of thing. But I think the acting is really good. I also really like the choreography in this, the fight choreography, I think is really good.
When you made your initial statement of the choreo, the action is really good.
Oh yeah.
That is one thing I did also note down, like 100% agree mm-hmm. that action in this is solid.
It is really good, isn't it?
They did a really, really good job on that. Another thing I noticed though, which I feel is a bit out of place,
mm-hmm.
is this is actually like, when it wants to be, it can be quite gory.
Oh, it's very bloody, isn't it? It's
yeah, I was talking to other people about it, mm-hmm. right? But when Yusuke gets hit by that truck, they did not need to go that hard.
It was brutal. I remember I watched it, I was like, oh my god, my jaw is literally like open. Like,
dude, yeah, same. I'm normally pretty good for that kind of stuff, but even I like winced that a little bit. I was like,
yeah.
That looked too real, man. That's oof.
It's I think it's the fact that one, he got hit. All they needed to show was the collision. That's all they needed to show.
Yeah, but they didn't. They still CGI'd that guy rolling underneath and like getting mangled and like, and then like you see him on the stretcher as well, and you're just kind of like, yo, you did not have to go that hard on that.
Everything is brutal. Yeah. Bloody hell. That was easy one of the biggest moments. I was literally just went, whoa, right. Probably one of the most shocking moments in that whole series.
Yeah, it's just a shame that, like, whilst it felt like that set a tone,
yeah,
the tone did not continue.
No, it did not at all. I mean, in fairness as well, like, I don't think it would need to be considering how the story goes. Like, but it catches you so off guard. It really catches you off guard.
Oh, dude, it really did.
Yeah.
And again, like, that's the only part of Yu Yu Hakusho I actually know.
Yeah.
But, like, again, just, like, actually seeing it, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just, like, too realistic for my liking.
It's like, on that day, they were like, let's just go for it. Let's just actually show how bad this can be. Because it actually just,
oh.
I've seen TV shows and like I work in TV industry and all this kind of stuff. Like, there's a compliance thing. There's a certain thing where this cannot be shared on air because this is too good.
Yeah.
Like, bear in mind, I think like on the parental guidance, this comes up at like a 12A or something as well.
Yeah. It's not actually that high.
Like, no, and that is one of the things I was like, Jesus freaking Christ. It's even like, I mean, it isn't as bad, but in the last episode when you get a bit of Tagoro's backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you see like a lot of the guys, like, because like in his, like when Tagoro used to be a sensei, basically, like all of his students basically get devoured.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, they just say the word devoured, but they're literally like freaking,
but it's still not like,
it's not as bad, no end.
But it still did not go like that's and that's the thing, nothing goes as hard as that.
Yeah.
It leads me into my next point though, that also again for a, you know, for like a streaming platform, streaming show, and like also heavy on special effects, the SFX, not that bad.
Not horrendous, actually, considering, like, the whole time as well, I was watching this, and I was not comparing it, but likening it to the One Piece live action.
Oh, dude, everyone's been doing that, because, like, One Piece has set the bar really high.
It has, hasn't it? And I think realistically as well, I was watching this, like the Yu Yu Hakusho one, I was like, to be honest, I'd say, bear in mind, this is a lot more scale back. One Piece is very fantastical, so there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But this is like a very similar standard in terms of CGI, in terms of any makeup, anything like that, in terms of like any, yeah.
Visually, it's pretty comparable.
Yeah. And it doesn't hold back in that kind of stuff. And like, you watch it and you're like, it's actually a proper solid TV show.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that's weird, that doesn't work out. You can see how that's done. Like, everything is like, oh, okay, that's actually quite solid.
I think the only time I thought it looked a bit weird was, you know, when they go over to the other side.
Yes.
And they're in the boat and they're like the weird water that moves.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
It's got like, it had that constant ripple effect around the boat. And I was like, that looks kind of strange. I think it was supposed to look that way, but I don't know.
I think I kind of wanted to liken it to, you remember like when you're watching kids' TV and there's some sort of special effects there.
Yeah.
And they want to go to, they want to show a bit more sci-fi thing. And you can tell it's really like overdone a little bit. I think, like you said, yeah, Enma's palace, anything around that did kind of feel a little bit like, this in a studio, this is like a green screen wall. Like, that's the only time I felt that, it, like you said, it felt a little bit. But the rest of it, like, it looked pretty good. I mean, considering Yu Yu Hakusho is supposed to be set in the 90s as well, I feel like it feels, like, when you look at it, Do you feel like it gives off a 90s vibe?
Not really.
Do you know? I think it kind of does a little. I don't know. Maybe like, I kind of thought it did a bit.
I didn't think so.
You know, yeah.
I don't know. Like, to me, there was, it just sort of felt like, oh, it's just maybe like somewhere out of Tokyo.
Mm.
You know, like maybe in a smaller like city or town. But I didn't feel like it was the 90s at all.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, basically. Because I don't think, yeah, like,
I don't know. Visually, to me, I was like, yeah, that's modern Japan. You know, like, that's modern. They probably did film that in modern Tokyo. But, like, to me, I didn't get any vibes of, like, 90s.
Maybe I'm just thinking of, like, the outskirts kind of thing. Because, obviously, when you think Japan sometimes, you think of those, like, the skyscrapers. You think of the busy, bustling city.
Yeah.
So maybe when I saw, like, a lot of the tower blocks and stuff like that, and all those older style buildings, I was like, oh, maybe it's, like, a... actually trying to say it periodically then, but I don't know, at the same time.
I mean, maybe that they did to try, but like, yeah, like, to me, it didn't come across that way. I was just like, oh, okay.
That's yeah.
They probably filmed in some suburb somewhere, yeah, in Tokyo or something, you know, like, I didn't get like a period correctness from it, but I don't know how you would have really done that. Like, especially because with all the effects and stuff, so you're using, they're probably using like modern film tech, and it's just kind of like, I don't know how you would do it.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it then. I don't know. I kind of felt like it might have been, but maybe they didn't actually focus too hard on it. I wanted to just mention quickly one thing about the series. I had like a little bit of a gripe about some of the characters, but I think that also comes from a lot of the fact that this is condensed down to 5 episodes.
Yes.
And bear in mind as well that the Yu Yu Hakusho series, it's a long one as well. It's like, it goes on for quite a bit, and
I could definitely tell it was rushing. And again, I don't know shit about this, yeah, and even I could tell, like, oh, this is going a bit fast, isn't it? Like,
yeah, like, there's a lot of things, like, a lot of character introductions feel very quick. And for example, my biggest gripe, probably episode 3 or 4, I think it's 3, it's Genkai.
Yeah.
And her introduction, because in the main series, she is a very prominent character. She obviously, like, she's training Yusuke, and like, obviously it's like one of those characters you actually get like a general feel with. You're like, oh, okay, this is like a sensei kind of student kind of relationship between Yusuke and Genka.
Yeah. Oh, that stuff happened fast.
And what it feels like is like she got introduced and she was killed off in the same episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And imagine if Dragon Ball introduced Roshi.
And then he died.
Then died straight. You would be like, what? this is like what I want to kind of compare it to a little bit, because Genkai features so heavily in that actual original series. Like, they go through with that real quick. And you don't have any of that original, I don't know, like, bonding kind of thing. You just see, like, Genkai be like, you know what, here's this the spirit wave orb, take this.
Yeah,
you have no real like kind of connection between the two of them, so she's just like, yeah, I've trained you for 20 days now, here, I believe you can do it. And it's like,
I'm not gonna lie, I stopped paying attention at one point and I didn't know I hadn't realized she died.
It's right at the end. It's literally right at the end of that.
So when you said, oh yeah, she's introduced and dies within the same episode, I had to think about it. I'm like, I guess that would explain why at the end she was on the other side talking to Toguro and was like, you idiot, this isn't how you make up for things by dying. And I'm like, I thought it was just one of those where it was like, you know, because it's all like supernatural and because she's the sensei, I thought maybe it was like an astral projection or something.
You didn't realize she died?
No.
Right. Okay.
I legit didn't.
But that's
know.
Also the reason why Yusuke gets really annoyed at the end. Like not the really annoyed, it's an understatement. He's filled with rage because his sensei's been killed.
But like, here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. When I say it's all right, I truly meant like, yeah, it's all right. This whole series is like, all right.
Yeah.
Because by partway through episode 3, my brain had checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it's gone from I'm actively watching this to it's on in the background now and I'm doing something else.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So for like half of episode 3 all the way to 5, I just sort of was like, yeah, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say like my biggest gripe here, as I said, is the pacing. Arguably, yeah, pacing.
I mean, yeah, pacing is a big problem in it.
Yeah, that's that because it feels really rushed. Like the fact that like Toguro is kind of introduced as well, man. Like as a villain, yeah, he does serve the purpose that he does there. It's like, oh, I just wanted to fight strong people. I wanted to be strong. Blah blah blah. Like, and there's a little bit of backstory there. It checks out.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, I finally got a challenge, and yeah. He's not too different from what it is like in the anime either. So what you get with Toguro is basically...
Oh, fair.
The other two villains as well that Kurama and Hiei faced, I mean, yeah. Again, I don't think there's too much in-depth stuff. It pretty much checks out there as well. The whole setup is very different to what it's like in the... I'll let you actually get through to one point, Nathan. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it, but...
It's now on the list, for yeah. sure, but I...
Let me just tell you this, is the fact that Yusuke and his friends fight Toguro and his team in a tournament in the actual anime series.
Yeah, that would explain one of the levels from J-Stars.
Yeah, there you go. It's an arena, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that level.
Yeah, so think of it like that way, and like it's typical shonen. Of course there's a tournament, of course there's multiple fighters and that kind of thing. So
I did from cues know it was a tournament, because yeah. there is that guy that, you know, was doing, he was saying shit, and you know, he was like skulking around in the background, fuck whatever his face is.
Oh,
you know, a guy in a black suit,
the one with the scar and the...
Yeah, there's a part where he's talking to Koenma and I'm like, oh okay, he says, he was like, you know, he said something about like, you know, I've set it up so Toguro loses or whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, there's all that kind of stuff. It like that whole thing with the guy, I can't remember what his name now is. Is it Koya?
No,
I want to say this guy. I don't
know.
I feel like it's wherever the black suit guy is. He's one of those guys. I didn't even realize he was actually part of the original series. I'm not gonna lie to you. I completely forgot this character existed. And then I was like, okay. Again, it's been 10 years, so please like don't come at me in the comments or whatever. But I didn't feel like he was that prominent of a character in the anime. But he is here, and he's obviously got his connection that he wants to link the worlds and all that kind of stuff, and it's fair. Like, but yeah. But yeah, again, not too early, but I'll let you actually get into the actual series at some point, Nathan, whether it be in 10 years of the future or whatever the fuck you decide.
Who knows? Who knows when it is? But like, that's the only good thing that has truly come out of
yeah
this experience, is that I'm like, cool, I now know another series I want to get into.
Yeah.
You know, another one of those like legend series, you know, yeah. like one of those like hero series from back in the yeah. day that people are like, what, you got a, that's like one of the best. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, now I'm like, I want to go watch it, or I want to go and experience it. But it was definitely interesting. Someone I was talking to described this perfectly as, some live actions are made for new people, for new fans, right? To bring in new people. And that's One Piece live action.
Mm-hmm.
Made from the ground up and like crafted so that new people can jump on and be like, oh man, this is what One Piece is.
Mm-hmm.
This is not one of those. Because I was lost at times. Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck was going on at some times. And because of the pacing and this and that and the other, I did not have a fucking clue.
You're 100% correct. Going into it, like, I have context of the series, and I thought it's decent. I didn't have any gripes about that, but obviously you have no clue. And I can understand why you would find that a bit confusing and sometimes a bit off-putting as well, because I will agree that I think by the third or fourth episode, it does take a little bit of a dip as well, I will say. Like, episode five kind of feels a bit more as well. Like, it doesn't end the best.
I think it was towards, like, the end of episode two, to be honest, where I was like, it was starting to take a dive and I was starting to be like, I don't know what's going on. I kind of don't care.
That's fair. I can understand that. I think in terms of what it does as a show, I think it's a live action. It actually is pretty good in terms of how it's filmed, choreography, acting, all of that I think is actually quite on point. I feel the story is where
It's the script. Like, everything else was pretty good.
Yeah.
But the actual, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Like, screenplay version of it or whatever it is. Like, you know, because I don't want to say script because that implies like, oh, the lines were bad. No, it's not that. It's just like literally how
it's just a story, to be fair. It's just a story. Like,
yeah, the story, how it was compiled to be, is kind of like meh.
It isn't meant to be squished down into five episodes at the end of the day. And if anything,
I don't know many things that are meant to be squished down into five episodes.
No, especially that big as well. Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, like, because that feels like a lot.
Mm.
Especially because, like, if I go based off what I know, right? And from some of the things you've said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what was episode 4 and 5? These tournaments, I'm like, that would probably be like the second story arc? Third story arc?
It's probably about 90 episodes in.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about like, oh, it's a manga, then I'm like, okay. Then the Kurama, like, Hiei stuff, all that stuff, that's like a story arc. Right?
Yep, yeah.
So then the tournament would have been the next one after that. I'm like, so you took a massive fucking chunk and just mushed it into five episodes.
I mean, even being trained by Genkai is kind of like an arc in itself, because he learns
the the training arc, isn't it?
That's what it, so you basically condense three arcs into five episodes, basically.
Yeah, so like, that's, imagine that. That's taking, again, we'll use Dragon Ball because we've already been doing that. Dragon Ball Z specifically, that's taking Saiyan Saga, Frieza, and at least the androids, right? Let's not say up to Cell, but that's at least up to the androids, like 17 and 18, and mushing that into five episodes, like a 5-hour experience. I'm like, you cannot do that.
It didn't need to be done. It, like, they could have just done, like, they could have actually probably done the whole Kurama and Hiei thing in about 3-4 episodes and given it the pacing it needs, like, in terms of like giving, like, I can't remember,
the argument I heard was like, people like, oh yeah, but you know, like, because One Piece had Oda involved, so like,
yeah,
they should have got Togashi involved. I'm like, you realize Togashi, every time he says something about like working, he's basically like, I wish I wasn't here anymore. I'm like, Togashi would not want to get involved anymore.
Man is just like, he's
checked out. He don't care anymore.
He has checked out. And realistically, yes, I understand it's health issues, and that is completely valid.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting Togashi involved probably wouldn't help this at all, to be honest.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't. Not every creator wants to be that heavily involved. I know a lot would, because of like previous experiences or like things that other creators have done. And don't get me wrong, I love that Oda was involved, because it means we got really high quality product.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, Togashi's, I don't know that the dude would even care enough.
Nah, I think he'd probably get like halfway in and be like, nah, I can't complete this, or I've seen part of it through, that's it. Like, you know, there'd be so many problems going.
I did the first episode, that's all you're getting from me.
I'm not gonna lie, it probably would be, it might just be half the stuff, like, focus on the character development, and then the story's like,
that's why Yusuke getting hit by the truck was like so so prominent and so heavily produced, because that's about as far as he got, and he's like, right, I'm out, done.
He was like, god, this is a lot right now, I've got to take a break.
Yeah, I think gotta play some more Dragon Quest 10.
Yeah. Man loves his Dragon Quest, what can I say?
I don't blame him. I want to play Dragon Quest 10 too, but you know what I mean, like,
God bless Togashi, man. Brilliant storyteller, but fuck me.
Yeah, we're not ragging on Togashi at all.
No.
He's got a you can see, you know, the way he talks about stuff and the way he wants to do stuff. Like, it's out there. Yeah. He's quite open about how he feels about certain things.
Oh, bless. Like, it, all in all, though, I think if I was, like, to put this on the scale of any live actions, I think it's slightly above Bleach's one. I think Bleach felt like it was, again, a rushed story, but I feel like this had better action and choreography in this live action if I was going to compare it to anything.
I would put this all sort of on the same sort of level.
Yeah, I'd say tiny bit above. I think there's something about this. Yeah,
I really think that is just because One Piece has set such a high standard.
Mm. One Piece is up there. One Piece is easy, like, one of the best live actions.
Because, like, with all the live actions I've seen,
yeah,
they used to be like a tier list, you know, like a ladder.
Yeah.
I could easily have been like, oh, that one's better than that one, that one's better than that one.
Mm-hmm.
But now One Piece has come out, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, they're all kind of near the bottom.
I mean, if One Piece is an S tier, and say something like... I'm trying to think of what a D or E tier would be. Maybe the transfer students thing that we watched.
Oh, transfer students is as far down as you can go. Yeah, what was the lowest we could give it? Put that right at the freaking bottom. Like, rock bottom.
Transfer students is fucking low. I'd say Yu Yu Hakusho is probably a high C, maybe a low B tier. If One Piece is an S, then that's what I'd put you.
Okay, well, if we're doing it in terms of like a rating,
yeah,
which I don't normally like to rate things really, like in these kind of things, but I guess I would say like it's probably gets a C.
Yeah,
it's okay, but I would say a C to a, like, C minus to a C, because I'm like it's all right.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's got some good things going for it, but it's got a lot of room for improvement.
I would exactly say the same thing as you. I think it does a lot of the stuff really well, but a lot of it feels very okay.
Yeah, it also doesn't help that most of the live actions I've seen were actually movies and not TV series, so...
Yeah, I don't think that... This is a very strange one, like...
I have seen some of the other live action TV series.
Yeah.
But more commonly, I've seen most of the movies. You know, like, the Rurouni Kenshin movies. Bleach was a movie.
Yeah.
JoJo Part 4, Part 1.
Movie, yeah.
Like, Full Metal Alchemist, movie. Like,
yeah. It's very rare for a series. And then
Blazing, Transfer Students, One Piece, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Death Note as well as movie as well. Sorry, I just realized.
Oh, yeah. Those were movies.
Yeah.
Mob Psycho 100 is a series.
I thought it was always a movie. I didn't realize it was a series, actually.
No, it was a TV series.
Oh, okay, fair.
There's one. I feel like I'm missing one, but if I can't remember it, it can't be that important.
Yeah.
I already said One Piece, so...
One Piece is like everyone's like, it's going to be the go-to. Like, oh, here's it.
Oh, Cowboy Bebop. There you go. That was the one I forgot.
Oh, God, yeah, Cowboy Bebop. Okay, yeah, fair. I still think, I'm going to say this, like, live-action Cowboy Bebop, yes, I understand it was not in an amazing state, but I don't think it deserved the hate that it got. But that's a topic for a different day.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. Fine. But yeah, do you have anything else to say on Yu Yu Hakusho, Nathan?
I would say you can skip this one. It kind of ain't it, Chief.
You're going to get a better experience just watching the anime. It's just going to be that, yeah.
Yeah, there's better ways to experience it. I described this to a bunch of people as, it was all right, I wish I got my 5 hours back. Like,
yeah.
And this is from someone who knew nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. And even I was like, kind of wish I had my 5 hours back.
Yeah.
I could have used those 5 hours in a more constructive way. But personally, I would say you can skip it.
If I were to go on the skip it or watch it kind of thing, I don't think it is worth a lot of people's time. I do think, again, this isn't to say it's horrendous at all. I still think it is worth, like, there's a lot of work that's gone into this, and I don't want to discredit that whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to discredit either, but yeah, you know.
But yeah, I get what you mean. I can understand why not a lot of people would want to invest this. 5 hours is a long time as well, to be fair, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, like you said, this isn't just a movie. This is literally 5 hours of stuff. And yeah, if you go watch Yu Yu Hakusho, just watch Yu Yu Hakusho. That's just going to be it, basically.
The only part I would say watch is go and watch when you just get hit by the
just watch the first episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, yeah.
And even then, that's like, what, half of the first episode?
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Oh, I want to give a quick shout out as well, because in that first episode where that guy's in the truck.
Yeah.
like, and like the, where you first see the insects, like, again,
yeah.
On the radio, they are playing the Yu Yu Hakusho opening.
Oh,
I noticed that. I was like, oh, that's the first opening to Yu Yu Hakusho. I was like,
honestly, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know. That's cool. That's a cool little detail.
Yeah, that was a cool little Easter egg I noticed, and I just wanted to be like, there you go. There's Thank you for listening to this episode, guys. What did you think of Yu Yu Hakusho live action? What do you think of Yu Yu Hakusho in general? Let us know in the comments below. And remember, we've got our podcast and our X. And yeah, we will see you guys next time for another Cultured Boys episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.